Carl Goodman.
Hey, Carl. This is Steve Wilson.
Oh, hi, Steve. Sorry, I'm going to have to be real quick because I have an appointment out of the office that I got to get to. But did you get my email that I just sent you?
I just read your email and I just called you.
Okay, thank you. Some of the stuff I've already given you guys on a previous one, you know, my name, my address, and all that. Mm-hmm. And I've got a couple of questions for you that you can answer.
Sure.
I do understand the need for my bank routing number and the bank account number so any proceeds can be deposited in my account.
Exactly.
I don't understand who Gnome is. I looked up Gnome Book Writing. They have a terrible reputation. I mean, all the things on Trustpilot and all that, you know, look good, but everything else, who in the heck are they? They do similar work to what you do.
Can you please tell me where you got the name Gnome Book Writing? Like, is it mentioned somewhere?
Yeah. Just a minute. Hold on.
Sure.
Bear with me for a second. I've got to open up the document that you sent me. Just a minute. Would be under Penguin. I was just walking out of the office, so I've got to get my mind back in this, because remember, I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Penguin publishing information. On that questionnaire,
mm-hmm.
on like the third page after giving all the tax information and the bank information, it says, in fact, right after, by the way, it says cover should be matte, paper color white. Is that correct or should the cover be glossy? You tell me.
It's totally up to you, Carl, but I do prefer the glossy one.
Okay, then I'm going to change it to glossy. Thank you. Now,
totally
but anyway,
choice.
Just... Oh, I understand. Just below that, it mm-hmm. says, please note that the following information, that's all the bank stuff, is required to publish your book on your chosen platforms and to route your earned loyalties through sales to your personal bank account. Gnome Book Writing takes no commission from your royalties, so you earn 100% of the royalties minus the what blah, 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 blah. The information you provide here is kept confidential and only shared with Gnome Book Writing's publishing department.
I got it. Carl, the problem is it's just an issue of copy-pasting, I believe, because they might have made this somewhere. So that's just a mistake I'm saying. Nothing else. It's going to be with us, only with us. We are not going to share it with Gnome Book Writing or someone else.
Okay, but you see, I would not allow that. But where Steve, I believe you. Please understand, I believe you. But after having been scammed $20,000 or more by this previous company, if the contract says that I sign says Gnome Book Writing gets it, then legally, if they did get it, I would have. They said you filled it out. You knew who they were, right?
I totally understand. Yep.
So
I can just get it revised, and we'll share the form with you again if you want. That's not an issue.
Okay, that's fair enough. Please do that because I am very. Having done this before, I'm very sensitive to having it done again. I trust you guys, but I also have to be, it's like if I ask you for your bank account routing numbers, tax ID, social security number, and all that, you probably wouldn't share it with me because if you're smart, even if you like me, you're going to say, what in the heck do you need that for?
Exactly.
Right?
I do got your point. No worries, Carl. I will just get it revised, and then I'll share the form with you once again, and then you can share the published form
Okay.
with
Super. And then the other question is that, of course, my company name is the Isaac Network. It isn't J. Carl Goodman. So I have things deposited in my company bank account, so for tax purposes, because I think you guys are going to actually make me some money rather than cost me money, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll need that for tax. So you'll notice that my business address, which is where my office is in our commercial building, is 135 Painted Trillium Way, but you'll notice my home address is 408 Laurel Road, but that isn't where I do my business. So I wanted, so that's, if you're wondering why that is, you know, I don't just work from home. I have an office, at least for now. If our building sells, then we'll have to change that, but for right now. Oh, I've got to go. My wife has an appointment. We've got to run. But thank you very much for taking care of that, Steve.
All right, perfect. So are you going to share the form, or should I share with you the revised form?
Share with me the revised form,
All right, perfect. I'll do it.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Take care of yourself.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.